This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. McDonald's workers in 10 cities across the United States are striking today against sexual harassment on the job. The strikes were scheduled for lunchtime, the busiest time for the restaurants. The cities include Chicago, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, San Francisco, and Milwaukee. The strikes have been planned for months, with hundreds of McDonald's workers attending strike committee meetings. The union helping to organize the strikes is the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU. Here are some of the workers who have been organizing the strikes.
Hello, my name is George and I work at McDonald's.
I'm a worker at McDonald's.
I'm a fast food worker at McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Tyree Johnson, a McDonald's worker for 26 years.
And I work at the McDonald's at 2425 East 79th Street. And I think sexual harassment is wrong and it shouldn't be happening at the store at all.
I don't think that sexual harassment should be acceptable in any stores. Me personally, I haven't experienced, but I have seen like a few of my coworkers experience, but they never like really spoke up and spoke out about it. They kept quiet out of fear of losing their job, or I guess you would call it being a snitch in the store. But when other people that I know of have went to management, nothing was done.
I've heard stories in past events about women being sexually harassed on the job, and it really got me emotional.
McDonald's itself, when they hear a complaint, they don't do anything about it. They just pass the buck from this person to this person to this person. But it really needs to stop because it's really happening in the workplace and it's not right.
There are a lot of women there that works there that have been harassed by guys, themselves, workers, customers, managers. Yeah,
so McDonald's needs to step in and really see what's going on in these facilities because it's happening every day.
An industry report has shown that 90% of women working at McDonald's have experienced some form of sexual harassment. With the help of SEIU, the McDonald's workers are campaigning for a $15 an hour wage. They are also complaining about a wage structure which allows employers to pay only $2.13 an hour to employees who receive tips. This federally stipulated tip wage rate has not been increased since 1991, 27 years ago. The struggle to get McDonald's to pay decent wages is a worldwide one. Last year at this time, workers in Britain went on strike for a £10 an hour wage. In New Zealand, Unite the Union won a $15 an hour minimum wage and legislation outlawing 0 hours contracts. 0 hour contracts stipulate that workers must be available for work but are not promised any hours. Here are some of the young workers who helped organize the strike against McDonald's in the UK last year.
McDonald's treats its workers like numbers on a spreadsheet. You know, we're immaterial to them. They don't think of us as people out there living our lives.
I don't know really the best way to describe the way they see us, but let's say worker bots more than anything else. There's four things that we're asking for. We want a £10 an hour wage. We want an end to youth rates. We want the choice of fixed hour contracts. And we want union recognition.
I don't stand up and say that I'm worth a better contract, then I don't think anybody will just hand it to me. I know that I can demand better of them, and this is the way it's got to be done.
I worry about it all the time. So I don't really know what I'm supposed to do at this point. A lot of the times I'll just eat the one meal a day that I get at work. Like, I know people that they'll work seven shifts in a week because they don't have any food in the house, they can't afford to buy any. They get a free meal on their break, so they'll do extra shifts just so they can cover that.
Sometimes it becomes a choice between just doing nothing but work and then just trying to rest and sleep on your days off, that you can't visit your friends, that you can't make plans with your family. It's not a decent way to live, you know. Human beings are social animals, you know. We're supposed to be able to connect with one another. And sometimes it feels like this is what this job means, is that it's just cutting off that connection to the real world.
I'm Simarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.